You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
It's not often I open my inbox and there's an email from a local police department saying, hey, check out what we just posted online. So apparently, if you live in Excelsior Springs, the power went out the other day. Like, legit really went out, and it's 140,000 degrees out. We all know that. So it turns out, when they traced back the source of why they saw this massive power outage, they found a bunch of power poles in this area of Excelsior Springs that were snapped like twigs.
Okay, probably a pretty good indicator that that's where it started.
Was it maybe bad weather? Like, what is going on here? Here's what happened. The driver of a very large truck has been arrested after snagging power lines with the excavator he was pulling with this gigantic boom thing. And when that happened, sort of like in a cartoon, when you pull back a power line,
okay,
the thing does not give way. He keeps driving. It's pulling like a rubber band. When it snaps, all of the power poles go down like dominoes. The whole thing is caught in.
What?
If you haven't seen it, Sam, it is crazy. The truck, like, you can see it. There's no, like, play-by-play here, but just follow me in your mind. The truck is driving. Dan and I watch this. It then stops. I'm assuming when it stops, this is the point where he's like, God, am I stuck on something?
Was there a stop sign, intersection?
Nope.
He just randomly stopped.
He keeps going.
Okay.
And you don't see anything for a while. And fun fact, it takes a while for the tension to catch up with what's about to happen.
Okay.
And then as he keeps driving, the power poles just go boom, 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 boom. If you live in Excelsior, you probably know the exact moment that this happened because you all lost power. It caused nearly $100,000 in damage. And the Excelsior Springs Police Department shared the video on social, showcasing exactly how and why the power went out. Instead of reversing and finding an alternate route, he decided to step on the gas and, quote, try to power through, pun intended.
Is that criminal?
I said the exact same thing. And
I
they
wonder
replied,
what their training tells them if you hit a power line.
Not only did he leave a portion of our community in the dark, police say, but he also caused an estimated nearly $100,000 in damages. So you might be wondering, okay, maybe all the power poles fell. He was like, whoa, what just happened? He left because, I don't know, there's live power wires on the ground. No. On Monday, a person of interest was identified. The excavator was located. On Tuesday, search warrants were served, and a suspect was taken into custody.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a CDL truck, they can always figure out who it is because all of that is logged. They know pretty much exactly where you are when you are there, assuming you're following your designated route.
Was this guy on the job?
Let me just read what the police department said to me, because I also wrote back, is this a crime? Unsurprisingly, the dominoes began to fall after he decided to step on the gas, right? The best part, he fled the scene. Not only did he leave a portion of our community in the dark, but he also caused an estimated $100,000 in damages. The good news. Thanks to some excellent investigative work, a person of interest has been identified. The excavator was located within just 2 hours on Monday. On Tuesday, search warrants were served and the suspect was taken into custody. He is currently awaiting formal charges. We will update as it becomes available. A quick lesson, they write.
What are the charges?
Had the driver simply stayed at the scene, the situation likely would have remained a civil matter between himself and the utility companies. By fleeing, he turned a civil issue into a criminal charge for leaving the scene of an accident and felony property damage. We want to thank the community for aiding us in the investigation because apparently one of the businesses nearby had the surveillance showing exactly what happened. It
is
a crime.
Did he flee or did he just drive off?
That's fleeing, Dan. If you flee slowly, that's leaving.
There's a chance he didn't know. You said it took some. Well, but you said it took some time for the tension to snap back, literally.
It did.
And snap those power poles. He could have been halfway down the street and having no knowledge that this was going on.
The poles, as they are crashing down, still show the boom truck in the frame.
Okay. Yeah, but you got the radio up, you know.
How loud, Dan, are we talking here? Are we talking full blast Run DMC circa 1988? I mean, I would find it very hard to believe the driver did not know. You watched the video.
Yeah. I don't think that this driver had malintent. I actually feel kind of bad for him now that he's being tracked down for criminal charges.
He left the scene of criminal property damage.
There is a solid chance that he had no idea. And if that specific route was not marked no trucks, he had every legal right to be driving down that road.
A mistake was made and he wasn't fleeing, maybe he just drove off and didn't know.
If it were marked no trucks, that's a totally different conversation.
Do you know what another word is for just driving off? Fleeing, Dan. That's what police call.
Well, that's
fleeing.
Police speak, but that's not real world speak.
I mean, the phones are ringing. I don't know why. If you're this poor driver, I do feel bad for the guy. I don't think he woke up and thought, oh my gosh, guess what I want to do today? I want to lose my job, make everyone in Excelsior Springs angry because it's 110 degrees out. That's what I really want to do today. I don't think he meant to do this, but I also think with respect to the damage, the level of damage that we're seeing here, it does not make a lot of sense to me that he didn't know what was happening. Let's go to Scott in Olathe. Who knows about this? Scott, go ahead. Hello.
Well, so I'm a truck driver by trade.
Yeah.
And Sam asked about what does our training tell us about telephone lines?
Yeah.
Or power lines? We just don't hit them. That's the way it is.
Your training suggests you don't hit them.
Right. Don't hit them. It's not a good thing. That's not really training. You know, you got a tall truck, especially with the excavators, because that's what I haul.
Can I ask you something? Have you seen the video?
I have not. I was just listening to y'all on the radio.
I don't know what part, honestly, of this truck. Picture a gigantic, like the semi part is up front, then a gigantic flatbed. And then on top of the flatbed is a huge Bobcat excavator thing. Huge. I don't understand what part of his truck came into contact with the lines. There's nothing tall enough here. You know, it's big, but it doesn't appear to be so tall that it would reach all the way up to a telephone line. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, I mean, it could, depending on how low they are, because some of them do hang low. I mean, they do. They're not. They're supposed to be at 16 feet from what I understand, but I'm not sure exactly. But there's a pivot point on that boom where the bottom part comes in, and that's where your pivot is. And when you put the bucket on the ground, that sticks up in the air.
And Scott, what does the rule book say in terms of if there is a low-hanging line, or is that even addressed and you happen to hit it?
It's a rule book that we don't necessarily have the rule book about it, but you just know if it's low, you don't go under it.
And one more question. If you say that you haul these excavators around, if you were to, say, drive through an area with low trees, would you feel that in the cab that the excavator was hitting those branches, or is that something that you wouldn't even feel?
No, you wouldn't feel a tree. You'd feel a bridge. You would definitely feel a bridge. You would not feel a tree. And those power lines, I've never hit one myself, so I can't say what this guy felt and didn't feel. But if he had to power through it and it was like an elastic band, it had to slow him down somewhat.
Yeah, and he does appear to slow. I'm going to be honest. Here's Excelsior Springs. Let's just go to Lieutenant Dowdy. What happened here? Because these things are shaking back and forth, Lieutenant. I'm watching the video again. And then, like in a cartoon, they just go boom, 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 and all the poles fall.
Yeah. So, listen, the percentage chance that this guy didn't know that he hit these poles, I'm put it 0.01% chance. He slows down, or he slows down as he approaches. If you're watching the video,
yeah, I'm watching it right now.
Slowing down,
yes,
as he approaches the line. That I think, in my opinion, that's him realizing I might hit these lines, And then he go ahead and eases into it. And as he eases into it, then you see the truck come to a stop again.
Yep.
We believe that that's him. Oh, sorry, there's work radio. That we believe that that's him getting the tension on the line, which is putting drag back on the truck.
Yes.
And then you can actually hear, if you turn the sound up, I don't know how well it comes through on Facebook, but if you turn the sound up, you can actually hear him push down on the gas.
He guns it.
And he powers through, right? He powers through. And then next thing you know, as that tension gets more and more, those poles are designed to break.
Yeah.
And they break off and they come down. And we ended up, not us, but Ameren ended up having to replace 9 utility poles out there. And I think it was like 4 transformers. Sunday was a 16-hour day for them. And then last I saw this morning when I drove by, they were still out there working.
What would you have described, because it's, you know, in the top left corner of the video we're watching.
Yeah.
Would you have described the line that he does cross under as particularly low? Because in my mind, when you think about an electrical line, most people, those are way, way, way up high. The one that he does cross under and appears to hit looks lower.
Yeah. So it's not, in terms of low, it might be lower than like your main lines that you might
yes.
see stretch across a field. But in terms of low on a roadway, it's not.
It's
That's
not.
A state highway. It's a designated semi-truck route.
Okay.
So all those things are designed to be at a certain height level. I don't know them off the top of my head, but
yeah.
they're designed for semi-trucks to go through there. And, you know, if you do know that you're going to have an unusually high load or a wide load, you can make contact with the utility companies, and they will come out and either drop lines for you or raise lines for you.
Yes.
This guy's just kind of doing something on a Sunday, moving one piece of equipment to another location
yeah.
and made a bad decision.
He eyeballed it. Lieutenant, the other thing I would say is we need to keep him away from the Independence Avenue Bridge at all costs.
Yeah, for sure.
Because that would work out well either.
The other thing I wanted to point out was you did. I appreciate you referencing, you know, they could have left this as a civil matter. Like, you know, it's an accident's an accident.
Yeah.
Had he stayed, that definitely makes you think that it was an accident. But as soon as you leave, you start to creep into that. But then you get into the criminal negligence of it. And it's like you kind of looked at it, then you powered through it, and then you left. And he's dragging a pole. I don't know if that comes through or not, but he's dragging a pole for just a short distance at the very end. He's actually dragging piece of a pole
yeah.
down the road.
Yeah.
And so he deserves some level of accountability. That's not up to me. That's a judge, but he deserves some level of accountability. And then, you know, we made reference, people were without power. That's, you know, people may have lost some food in their fridge. It was hot out that day.
Oh, the workers the next day too, out
the
there.
The line workers
yeah.
out there all day. Like this really did impact a lot of people because of one guy's bad decision in less than a minute. So.
Lieutenant, thank you so much for the call and for sort of sorting this out for us. We'll post the video online. People are going to have their own opinions. That's great. That's what the program is for. 913-586-7798. You are listening to Dana and Parks on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.